Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A huge thank you to Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers, ahead of draft week next week. It all kicks off next Thursday in Green Bay. You're not going to want to miss a minute of that. Also, a big special thank you to Jamie, my senior producer, for making Aaron's appearance today happen. What fun to chat with him. All right. Should we poke a little fun, or should I tell my Roger Goodell story, Tom? What do you think?
Do we have time for both?
I think we do.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'll start with the Goodell story. Some of you, if you've listened to me for a while, have heard this. But I was in Chicago in 2015 when the draft was in Chicago. I was speaking at a conference, the conference happened to be at the Four Seasons. I was quite fortunate to be there. I was a featured speaker, so they put me up for free, which was very nice. But nearly all of the owners and, you know, NFL top management, they were all staying there as well because, you know, fancy pants.
Yep.
And after my speech day, and we go to the dinner with some folks, and then we came back and we're all, we're having a good time. Let's grab a little nightcap at the Four Seasons bar. So we waltz on in there. And as soon as I get in there, my brain went, oh my gosh, it's the draft, because it was just packed with enormous men, right? Enormous men everywhere. which, again, being 6 feet tall in 4-inch heels,
you were good.
Target-rich environment, if you will. Target-rich environment. So I mosey my way on up to the bar, and this has probably never happened in my experience. I was with like four or five different male colleagues. I was the only woman with them, and they all were like, "We got to go to the restroom." It was the only time I've seen like a pack of gents go to the. I was like, "Okay, great. I'll figure it out." So I mosey on up to the bar. Not a ton of space. And I kind of wheedle in there at the bar, and I bumped the guy next to me, not intentionally, and turns around, and it's Roger Goodell. And, oh, hey, and I said, how's the draft going? Right? It's like, we're there. Sure. Might as well talk about the thing that interests the man the most of all of the things in the world. So we had just a little bit of chit-chat, and he's like, the waiter came over, and he's, oh, I'll get your drink. What would you like, ma'am? And so I took the opportunity to order three fingers of Johnny Walker Blue on Roger Goodell. Like, you know, nice. When the gift horse appears, don't look it in the mouth. Just order the most expensive scotch you can.
I think he can afford it, right?
Yes. I figured, Goodell's good. And he chuckled as soon as I did. And he's like, all right. And he's like, I'll take one too. So Goodell and I did a little cheers to the Johnny Walker Blue. And that was that. There might be a funny PS that's more appropriate for you and I over a scotch later, Tom. Later.
There we go. Yes. Yeah, later. Yeah.
But on occasion, I find Aaron Rodgers to be susceptible to having some fun made of him. Like, the guy takes himself way too seriously, and he's had some significant he's made some mistakes. I talked about this last time when he went on Pat McAfee's show and complained about commentators as he was commentating himself.
And
Super Bowl champ former Steelers Ryan Clark gave him the who's it, what's it, and what's for when he did that last time, which I love. Perfection from Ryan Clark. Well, Ryan Clark was at it again with a scathing breakdown of Aaron Rodgers' sort of ridiculousness vis-a-vis potentially being a quarterback for the Steelers, but refusing to give the Steelers any firm answers. Let's take a listen, Cal.
I mean, it makes me sick, to be honest. Unless Omar, the general manager, Omar Khan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, has some sort of promise or some sort of lean on Aaron Rodgers, believing that he is going to come back and play football. And if he does make that decision, he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I feel like this has been mishandled already. I feel like to be waiting, right, or to be held hostage by a former quarterback of the New York Jets that's actually never done anything for you. What has Aaron Rodgers done in the last 2 years or since leaving Green Bay that says he should be afforded this type of time? So that says that you should give him the sort of respect that keeps your franchise at bay. when I think about this decision, to me, it doesn't matter what happens going forward. I think it's been a bad play by the Pittsburgh Steelers already. And so I would give Aaron Rodgers a deadline. And when I give him that deadline, it wouldn't lead me into next week. I would need to know if you're coming back to play or not this week. And more importantly, if you're coming back to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ouch.
Has Ryan Clark met Aaron Rodgers? I mean, isn't this just the way Aaron Rodgers does things? Once again, are you surprised?
Are you surprised? This is just par for the course. I just dig how Ryan Clark goes at it. Mince is nowhere. Like, what have you done for me lately? You've not really done squat for the last couple of years. Apparently, Rodgers pitched himself to the Vikings. Like, I'll come for a year and mentor your new guy. They're like, nah. We're going to go with the new guy, dude. You're toxic in a locker room.
Right. We don't need all that other stuff.
We don't need that kind of leadership.
our producer, Jamie, posted a great quote. And here's Aaron Rodgers. I'm open to anything and attached to nothing. And I think that pretty much sums up.
Right. Like,
that totally sums
vacuous
up
nothingness. As long as it pays me well and you stroke my ego, I'm all for it. Tom, it's always such a pleasure
to see
you.
How about that Jordan Love, though?
How about that Jordan Love? I love me some Jordan Love. Yep. Go, Jordan. Go, Pack. Y'all, I'll be back tomorrow. We got a little Ask Maggie. We got a little What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. Big thanks to each and every one of you for hanging out with me, Cal, Jamie, and Tom this afternoon. Thanks to you, Tom. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for the Green Bay Packers.